Welcome to Lighten Up, the podcast where we explore practical ways to overcome addictive behaviors and improve your mood. I'm your host, Jonathan Kobe, and in this episode, I'll be leading us in a conversation on the topic of addiction and the holidays, and how you can avoid or perhaps get out of some naughty habits this winter season. So as we know, we're in the throes of the holiday season, and I figured this is a perfect opportunity to get a handle on what actually happens this time of year, specifically circumstances and situations that can make us more susceptible to substance addictions. So coming up, I'll be highlighting some of the pitfalls of the holiday season, followed by some practical strategies on how you can keep your mood and emotional well-being in check. All right, let's face it. We all know there are more pitfalls now than any other time of year. There's a plethora of sweets, candies, alcohol at social events, fun but often addictive drugs at New Year's Eve parties, and there's also a lot of pressure to get things done. It's the end of the year. There's a lot going on, so there can be a tendency to overcommit. And so between year-end deadlines, work obligations, family, social events, the list goes on, but there's plenty of opportunities to get burnt out. Before I get into how these situations and substances can affect us, I'd like to address something that I think is a common misconception. And that's how substance addiction often begins. If you've ever struggled to understand how a seemingly normal person like a friend, family member, or coworker can slip into a destructive, life-altering addiction, then this next segment might be worth checking out. In the meantime, I'd love to hear from you on what forms of addiction are more likely this time of year. You can leave a comment or call into the station right here on Anchor, and stay tuned as we go deeper into the topic of addiction and the holidays. All right, so before we go deeper into this topic of addiction and the holidays, I want to address something I think is a common misconception, and that's how drug and alcohol addiction often begins. The reason I think it's important to know this is if you're prone to addiction and you go in with the wrong perception, it's easier to miss some of the cues from the environment that can trigger an addiction. And if you're close to someone who's about to go into an addictive behavior, you're more likely to ignore the subtle changes before it's too late to respond appropriately. So first I want to look at how this typically doesn't begin. I think there's a little bit of a stereotype out there, and I've just kind of gathered this opinion from many conversations over the years with people who are classify themselves as addicts and those who don't. And I think it can be boiled down to this. It's you think of someone who becomes prone to an addiction by running into the wrong crowd on a particular night out, or they run into an old friend who's a bad influence, and they go from having this normal life to having their life completely derailed just from like a week or a night of debauchery. And I really don't think it happens like that, or at least it's not that simple. What I think is more likely is that there are a lot of subtle changes to a person's environment, to their personal life situation, that kind of set up the perfect storm for an addiction to take place. So what I'd like to offer you is a story from my past, actually. I'm going to generalize here just for brevity, but to show you how an addiction can start when some things that are seemingly common show up in a person's life. So imagine it's the end of the year. You're working late. There's lots of deadlines. You also have lots of other obligations. We'll call them holiday parties, visiting with family, traveling. All this goes on, and including a smashing New Year's. You have a great time with friends. You've enjoyed all the social parties. You're feeling a little burnt out, but thankfully, the New Year comes, and then there's the dead of winter, right? There's that 2 to 3 weeks in January where everything slows down, and there's not as much going on. Now, imagine that your contract runs out on the end of the year, and you're expecting it to be renewed. However, it doesn't get renewed. So, in a sense, you lose your job, or maybe even a relationship ends abruptly. Or it could just be that you're really bored and depressed after the holidays are over, right? I could call that a social tragedy. All of a sudden, you know, our social circles are not where they were during the holidays, and People start to hibernate more during this time of year when we get past the holidays. So naturally, in these situations, we're going to look for something to distract us from the feelings we might have around shame, loss, or just plain loneliness. And I think this is where addiction takes hold, right? In my case, it was having my contract end and basically being unemployed during the rest of the winter. I took it really personally. I was angry. I clung on to cocaine, ecstasy, and alcohol, which were all previous campaigns of mine during the holidays that year. In reality, you know, there was probably a lot more to the picture as well. As I mentioned earlier, I was working hard to reach a lot of deadlines. My caffeine consumption went way up. I was trying to, you know, burn the midnight oil in a lot of cases to get things done. And it finally, you know, my adrenals were just shot from all the late nights, the lack of sleep that had piled up from a sequence of holiday parties, including New Year's. And then it was just all over, right? I had really nothing going on to keep me focused and motivated. So instead, I looked for things to distract me. My point is that addictions don't start when we overdo it or go on a binge. I think it usually takes a sequence of subtle breakdowns followed by a significant event to push us over the edge. One problem is that when we're not taking care of ourselves, we quickly move close to that edge without realizing it. If I had been taking better care of my health, I think I would have probably not taken things so personally, wouldn't have blamed myself as much, and would have hustled to just find another contract. But instead, I remained unemployed for 3 months, depressed, and feeling the need to numb myself out on a daily basis. So the key here is to recognize that drug and alcohol addiction is often the result of being out of balance in some way before the addictive behavior kicks in. It can be hard to notice that we're losing our balance when everyone else around us is doing the same thing. And blaming ourselves for a tragic set of circumstances, remember, tragic could just be a lack of socialization, can sometimes be a sign that we're not seeing the whole picture. So it's an important time to not take things so personally. You know, with so many chances to run ourselves ragged and get out of balance this time of year, I think it's important to be aware of the underlying causes so that we can be productive when we get into circumstances that might lead to an addiction. In this next segment, I'll take us through some pitfalls that are often so common we don't pay attention to them. So stay tuned as we continue the conversation on addiction and the holidays.